Hey, you said you kayaked out from Lakeside. Tell me about that a little bit.
Oh, Lakeside's an interesting place.
It is. It's not easy to get to, and I don't know if Union Pacific really likes you.
Right.
Out there.
Well, and you have to go through bombing areas, you know, through the Hill Air Force Base area. So you have to get permission to pass through there. So once you get there, you feel like you've accomplished something. It's a point to get on the causeway, which you actually can drive a little way on the causeway. And so if I want to do a quick sample of North Arm and South Arm water at a similar GPS location, that's a great place to go. But you can put a boat in right there. I went out there once to look for current stromatolites that are calcium carbonate deposits on the bottom of the lake. We have these in the oceans as well, and no one's really studied the ones in Great Salt Lake, and I find them interesting. And they're rocks that are made by biology. So my geologist husband thinks that I shouldn't be studying rocks, but I say, well, you got your rocks in my biology, so I get to talk about them. So I went out there because there were a lot of these stromatolite structures that were reported in the literature in the 70s when the lake level was down, late 60s, early 70s. When the lake level was low, people were talking about these structures. So I thought, I wonder if I can find them. And there's all these vestiges of them out there, out of the water now, these big tufa mounds that were created by the organisms of the lake at some time, but now they're out of the water. So I went out there on a geology expedition, and we just boated out a little ways looking for these structures. So I was doing science.
Yeah.
But we have paddle boards, and these were kayaks that we just personally had, but now we have paddle boards that we bought on a grant because there's sampling instrumentation.
Oh, wow.
Because
they stand on top ones?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They're wonderful in the lake because they're big and flat. You can put science equipment on them and a couple students and send them out. And it's flat water, right? So it's really easy to stand up on them. So those, we love to take students out on those with a bunch of equipment and sample and try to find out what's going on in the lake. So they're doing science. They're having fun. They're getting exercise.